Seriously, who picked 18 points?
So here's what happened. I'll give it away. Go ahead and listen to the podcast because a lot of people, or watch it on YouTube. But what happened was Daryl was just kind of getting on towards the end.
Daryl getting ornery?
Yeah, and so he goes, well, why don't we just do a prediction thing? What's your prediction, Baskin? I go, I'm not giving you a prediction. I go, this is ridiculous. I go, these predictions are silly. Why would we want to do them? He goes, oh, come on, man. Just give me one. I go, okay, 18-13.
There's no way you did that.
I absolutely did that. Yes. First, I thought I said 18-12, but I guess I said 18-13 because I went back and checked it. It's in the podcast. I predicted the score yesterday. A total lock. I mean,
who comes up with 18-13?
I wanted to come up with some kind
of
really.
It's not even an overture.
I just wanted to come up with
18-12 is an overture.
I remember Daryl saying to me, Daryl, oh, well, come on, man, just tell me what the score is. Tell me what the score is. And I said, and I'm like thinking of something super obscure. Like I probably thought 18-2 at first. And by the way, I would have been close on the two yesterday, based on the safety. So yeah, so I got it right yesterday.
Battle of Lake Erie was 18-13. So.
I can't believe.
He's got that going for him.
You we got won, 18, didn't we? 13, right?
Did we win that war?
That is correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Well, we're still here.
We beat
here,
the Canadians, didn't we? Really?
We're speaking English.
How did we fight the Canadians in anything? They're so nice.
Not speaking French.
They're so nice. They probably could have walked over and said, here's some beer, eh? And be like, okay, whoever can chug the most wins. And I think we chugged more than they did then. Is that how it worked?
However, it takes.
Do un si.
It's okay. Can't be anything worse than what my geography was when I totally forgot about Denver, Vegas, and New Orleans, all places the Browns have to go.
Whatever it takes for you to remember history, wonderful.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you go 89 yards on 16 plays and eat up 9 minutes of the clock for a touchdown on the opening drive and then don't get into the end zone again?
So maybe it's kind of like somebody wrote your paper in school. How's that sound?
Did you go online and order one? You can do that now, apparently.
Oh, AI, I'll take care of it for you. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm going to do an AI thing for you this week.
Maybe your AI was a prediction of your score.
I'm going to come up with Jeff Phelps' life history just by going to AI and typing in Jeff Phelps.
Don't start putting my name in.
That's
a
all
computer.
I have to do is type in and put
never
in.
Never know what you're going to see.
Put in Van Radio and see what comes up.
How do you go 89 yards on 16 plays on your first drive and eat up 9 minutes, get a touchdown, and don't score?
Because
again,
the offense knew everything that was coming, and they knew what they were doing. And the surf is bad.
All right, so tell me this.
The offense always has advantage when
the
surf is
offense
bad.
Are the Browns really, 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 really good at putting together an opening drive and scripting, or are they really bad at winging it afterwards?
I'm going to be an optimist because they won. I'll say they're really good at scripting. How's that sound?
All right. I'm going to talk wide receiver in a minute. Mike's in Brunswick. Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Mike.
Hi, Jeff. I can say the way they did that was...
Mike, you got to call back, man. Your line is breaking up every other word. Call back. We'll take the call.
I was going to give you another 3 seconds to figure it out, Mike, but Andy, no.
Jeff, seriously. Dan, right
Andy,
call.
Andy made the right call.
Thank you, Dan.
It's going to go 3 seconds. Curtis, your phone better be good or Andy's going to cut you off immediately.
Thank you, Curtis. You should hear Jeff. Sounds like he's on AM radio sometimes.
Hi, Curtis. Go ahead.
Can you hear
in
me?
Real life.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. So, yeah, I go by this Vince Lombardi theory that winning ain't everything is the only thing. I never understand when teams win and then people try to look for big stuff to pick about. You know, this is basically watching a second preseason game. I just think, give me
Curtis, we're not complaining. We do a 4-hour talk show.
No.
Would you like me to say, hey, they won? Guys are coming up in 4 hours.
No, Jeff, the question you asked was about his numbers. Do we care if Watson has big numbers? We don't. Give me Bernie Kosar, a guy that only threw 20 touchdowns one time in his career, and let Marino and then put up all those numbers in the championship with all Elway and Kosar, and not Kelly and Marino.
All right, Curtis, you know what? I agree with you on that. The quarterback's job is to win games, isn't it?
It's 17 all-stars in that team. It ain't on Watson. It's on all of them.
Curtis, thank you.
True.
Yep.
Appreciate it,
thank
buddy.
Thank you.
Nice.
That's what Therapy Monday is all about, my friends.
See?
Good things happen, and people don't want to see it, and people are trying to understand why we can't just harp on the good.
There will come a time when Deshaun's going to have to win games for this team. And, you know, we hope he's ready when that happens. To me, that's a big thing. Right now, the quarterback is not the guy on that offense who you count on to, like, go win a game for you. And I think the problem is there's nobody that you count on to go win a game.
No, especially with Njoku hurt. I agree with that.
It's the whole unit. It's Nick Chubb. Yeah. Nick's not here.
Yeah.
And it's David, and I think it's Amari. And Amari has had a slow start, and David is out.
It's also missing both tackles, too.
Bill's in Parma. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. Great program, as always.
Thank you, Bill. Congratulations to your Chiefs.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up, Andy. Before, you guys are saying the word ornery correct.
Ornery.
You got to say it incorrect. And there's an R in there, and that's ornery.
Yeah, I felt didn't feel right coming out. You know, it was kind of like a bad swing, you know, and then all of a sudden it's in the woods. I felt that, yeah.
You have to add that R that's incorrect, and then it makes it
no,
ornery.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Yes.
The Chiefs, as a matter of fact, they don't look good as well. And so I can't see much difference between them and the Browns. I mean, and they're supposedly the best team in football, supposedly. And there's no team that I've seen that has been all that great. Well, look at what happened to the Cowboys yesterday.
Yeah, they got smoked by the Saints.
Woo. Yeah, and
I don't. Maybe the Saints look great. They put a ton of points on the board the last 2 weeks.
Well, they might. They might, but I just think that this is a game in progress, a team in progress, and I'm hoping that the Browns do as good as anybody else. But they look the same to me as everybody, and I appreciate you guys.
Bill, thank you very much. Right now, there are five teams in the AFC that have won two games. Five.
Houston being one again last night.
There are five teams in the AFC that are 1-1.
Houston, the second best team?
Oh, way too early to tell.
After 2 weeks, Houston, the second best team.
In the AFC?
Yeah. There was a question that was on the pregame show yesterday. That's why I'm asking you.
I don't know. I
CJ at 260
I don't think they looked really good against the Bears yesterday. And
it's kind of a weird game to watch.
I don't think the Bears are really very good. And, you know, they're starting a rookie quarterback, and I thought they were okay. So if I had to tell you who the best team in the AFC is right now, I would tell you the Buffalo Bills.
All right, fair enough. I hope the guy that was holding sticks in that game between the Bears and Houston's okay today. It was a weird moment during that game.
Yeah, you don't want...
Hope he's okay.
It's funny because it's not funny. It's dangerous on those sidelines in NFL games.
There's no way. People used to say, do you get to stand on the sidelines? I don't want to be on the sidelines for an NFL game.
I back in the day, we were always down on the field.
I remember.
And it was frightening. And I say that only because, you know, like if I was down there with a photographer, well, I'm looking down and writing sometimes, you know? I'm working and doing things, and you got to keep your eyes on the field all the time. You do not understand how big those guys are, how fast they are. Dominic is in East Rochester. Hello, Dominic.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Good morning, Dominic.
Happy Monday.
Good morning. You too. A win is a win.
Yep.
It's a, you know, ugly, not ugly. It was ugly. A win is a win.
Yep.
I got three things very quickly. Number one, could we get a refereeing crew that would let us play? Really? Oh, jeez, every week with the flags.
I don't know if those exist in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, I think it's an NFL thing. I don't know that it's the Browns, and they're all about that illegal shift. Everybody's about the illegal shift right now. Every game I watch, I see it.
Yeah. Second thing is, before I get to the quarterback, what the hell kind of a rule is this that you get a safety, and the team actually gets a chance to win the game? An onside kick, you're going to find teams that are backed up at the end of the game. They're going to take the safety so that they can at least try an onside kick. Terrible.
It is goofy. Dominic, do you remember during the preseason when the Browns had a safety and the other team was allowed to kick off of a tee? It had to have been a mistake.
I'm sorry, I don't.
Oh. I don't. Okay, I'll find the clip. I'll send it.
My third thing is not pleasant. You know, in order to be a quarterback of the Cleveland Browns now, do you have to be a dumbbell in order to be a quarterback of the Cleveland Browns? I mean, he throws a pass on that play. I mean, there is even a raw rookie in the NFL where you play for pay should know better than to throw a pass on that play. And then, you know, Szymanski says, well, he got angry for a while. You know, you should still be angry.
Really, well, I bet he really still is.
Dumb. Really dumb. Really. I mean, he gave the other team a chance to win the game, didn't he?
It seemed that way.
Yeah, Dominic, I felt that way. Yeah.
Thank you very much, buddy. Appreciate it. Seems
Stepanski,
that way.
Stepanski drives me crazy sometimes.
Be nice.
Szymanski. Who else?
Be nice.
Dan, anybody else?
I had to finally correct Dick.
Stefanski.
Dick and Dayton.
Stefanski.
Yesterday.
Why?
Because he kept calling Tyvus Titus.
Oh.
I just thought, okay, well, that's enough. So
I'm sure he laughed.
We had a little chat. Yeah, we got it all figured out. We did. Coming up in the noon hour, Kevin Stefanski's press conference. We will hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan.